From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Florida's governor tells people to get out of Matthew's way. Florida's governor has told the people in his state to act now.
Time is running out. This is clearly going to either have a direct hit or come right along our coast, and we're going to have hurricane force winds. There are no excuses. You need to leave. Evacuate, evacuate, evacuate.
Governor Rick Scott talked directly to those who might decide to ride out Hurricane Matthew.
Are you willing to take a chance to risk your life? Are you willing to take a gamble? That's what you're doing. If you're reluctant to evacuate, just think of all the people this storm has already killed. You and your family could be among these numbers if you don't take this seriously.
The storm is reported to have killed at least 16 people in Haiti and the Dominican Republic after slamming the island as a Category 4 hurricane Tuesday, the strongest storm to make landfall in Haiti in 52 years. Haiti has postponed its presidential election scheduled for Sunday because many schools and churches that were to have served as polling stations are being used to shelter thousands of displaced people. Hurricane Matthew also stormed through Cuba's sparsely populated eastern tip Tuesday night and Wednesday morning. Dozens of homes were destroyed, hundreds of others damaged in the city of Baracoa. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said the storm had sustained winds of about 185 kilometers per hour as it approached Andros Island and Nassau. They warned of dangerous storm surge and the possibility of at least 20 centimeters of rain. The forecast track had Matthew going directly up the east coast of Florida on Friday after strengthening from a Category 3 to a Category 4 storm. This is VOA News. The UN Special Envoy to Syria says eastern Aleppo could be totally destroyed by the end of the year due to the cruel, constant military activities in the city where some 275,000 civilians are besieged. At a news conference Thursday, UN Envoy Stefan de Mistura and his special advisor, Jan Egelin, also called on the rebel group al-Nusra to see the destruction and devastation their actions have caused on the civilians of the country. De Mistura said 1,000 of you are deciding on the destiny of 275,000 civilians. He also criticized the Russians for what he said was excessive bombing of eastern Aleppo, putting the civilians of the city at risk for a comparatively small number of rebel fighters. Also Thursday, the Islamic State group claimed responsibility for a bomb blast that killed at least 20 people, most of whom were Turkish-backed opposition fighters along Syria's northwestern border with Turkey. The United Nations says it's deeply concerned about the rapidly deteriorating humanitarian situation for civilians still trapped in the conflict-hit northern Afghan city of Kunduz. That's where thousands of others have fled their homes with few possessions. Street-to-street fighting for control of the crucial Afghan provincial capital continued for a fourth day Thursday after Taliban insurgents staged a multi-pronged offensive earlier this week. Afghan forces backed by U.S. military airstrikes have been attacking insurgent positions to evict them, but officials say the operations are being conducted carefully to avoid collateral damage. They allege Taliban fighters are using civilian homes as shields. Clashes were reportedly also taking place in parts of central Kunduz. The United Nations Security Council has settled on its candidate to serve as the world body's next leader. Veteran politician and diplomat Antonio Guterres is expected to officially be chosen as the international body's next Secretary General today after yesterday's approval by members of the UN Security Council. He will succeed outgoing Secretary General Ban Ki-moon on December 1st of next year. Ban spoke highly of the man who will succeed him.
I know Mr. Guterres very well and consider him a superb choice.
The 67-year-old Guterres was Portugal's prime minister from 1992 to 2002 before leading the UN's refugee agency from 2005 until next year. More than three-quarters of Philippines residents are satisfied with President Rodrigo Duterte's performance in his first 90 days in office, which has been largely defined by his continued crackdown on drug dealers. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.